When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. So on last week's episode of Southern Gothic, we went on down to Montgomery, Alabama, and visited Katherine Tucker Windham's alma mater, Huntington College. There's this apparition of a young woman dressed in red who's been wandering the corridors of Pratt Hall for almost a century. Well, that ghost story, The Lady in Red, is an iconic Alabama ghost story, and it's helped cement the school's status as one of America's most haunted college campuses. But just like Katherine Tucker Windham isn't the only famous author to come out of Huntington, the Red Lady ain't the school's only spook. There's another one, and he's known simply and endearingly as Frank the Library Ghost. As early as the 1980s, students at Huntington have claimed to have run-ins with Frank, a mischievous but friendly poltergeist who seems to be more interested in getting attention than causing destruction. And hardly anything is known about who this spirit was in life. He's got no origin story or connection to a historic figure that would account for his presence in this almost century-old library. In fact, Frank didn't even have a name until the 90s. When student workers just assumed that the spirit must be male due to the deep-throated moaning sounds they frequently heard echoing through the book aisles on the top floor, while others have claimed to hear Frank's disembodied voice as a whisper. Despite these chilling sounds, the peaceful poltergeist is probably best known for moving things. The director of the library, Eric Kidwell, who's worked in the building for over 35 years, confirmed Frank's affinity for slamming doors and moving books on Birmingham's local CBS affiliate. Kidwell told reporter Malik Rankin, quote, "The doors in the original part of the library are solid oak doors. They're heavy. A draft is not going to move a door." Yet Kidwell claims that on more than one occasion, these doors have slammed shut with seemingly no outside assistance. According to the library's website, there was also a wheeled office chair that was said to be Frank's favorite, as in the mornings, it was often mysteriously found in a different location from where it had been left the night before. Unfortunately, the chair's infamy was its demise, and Frank's chair disappeared completely during the 2013-14 school year, although it was believed to have been stolen. The website claims, quote, "Frank was not pleased," end quote, but they didn't elaborate on exactly how forcefully he expressed his displeasure. Perhaps most unsurprising for a library ghost is Frank's fondness for playing with books. Often books that are known to have been put away are later discovered back on tables and open, despite no one having been in the area, and the spirit has also been known to actively push them off of shelves, deliberately misfile items, or even stack them where they shouldn't be. Obviously, whoever Frank the Library Ghost is, he's certainly more of a prankster than a spirit who would do any actual harm. And if there are any negative repercussions to this haunting, It's merely that students have lost their ability to concentrate in his presence. Despite his antics over the years, Frank has garnered enough of a reputation at Huntington's Houghton Memorial Library that there's now a work area designated as Frank's study. Notably, his space is directly across from the Katherine Tucker Wyndham study, and although she never wrote about Frank the Library Ghost, she certainly helped put Huntington on the map of haunted universities, giving way to Frank's own infamy. My name is Brandon Schecksnyder, and you've been listening to Southern Gothic.
Southern Gothic is an independently released podcast, written and produced by Brianne and Brandon Schecksnyder. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider becoming a Patreon supporter. Not only will you help us sustain our growth and continue releasing episodes like this one, but you'll receive access to special members-only content and swag. The link is in the show notes.
Lucky Little Shacks.
What's something you learned in history class that you feel like wasn't the whole truth? Better yet, what's something you didn't learn at all that was omitted completely? That's what I like to call redacted history. My name is Andre White, the host of the Redacted History Podcast, the place where history's forgotten events, heroes, and villains get their story told, one episode at a time. The Redacted History Podcast. Real history never dies. Stream the Redacted History Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Let Mysteries at Midnight be your destination for detective whodunits and captivating mystery stories. You'll hear classic stories like Sherlock Holmes, Agatha Christie's Poirot, and short tales from H.G. Wells, Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe, and others. I'm Christopher, and I read these classic stories in the soothing style of a bedtime story, so you can listen to them in bed when you drift off to sleep. Search for Mysteries at Midnight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, and follow and subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes.